It took me a few minutes to realize the room was full of cats, eating, sleeping, and purring. Inside the Tiny Lions Cat Cafe in Ann Arbor.
There's no cages, we're cage-free facilities, so they're kind of everywhere. There's actually one in that corner over there taking a nap.
That's Haley Hanville, manager of the Tiny Lions Cat Cafe on Jackson Road. She says they try to keep capacity between 15 and 20 cats in the cafe at one time, with an equal number of kids or adults who may be visiting or looking for a cat to adopt.
Everybody kind of does it differently. Some people come in with like a vision of what exactly they want in their cat, you know, like they want a female, they want an orange cat, you know, that kind of thing. And sometimes people will come in just like, I just want a cat. I'm going to see who's going to come up to me and, you know, love on me and stuff like that and see who works out.
Maybe close your eyes here.
Once a week, there is yoga with cats at the Tiny Lions location, the only cat cafe in Ann Arbor.
Come visit us and know that we have lots of activities here, too. There's yoga with cats. It's really popular.
So category 16 is cats.
There's also trivia, right? Trivia with cats.
Regulate body temperature. While humans have sweat glands all over our bodies,
And we're constantly expanding.
Wendy Welch is the marketing and communications director for the Humane Society of Huron Valley, which runs the Cat Cafe. They serve beer and wine during trivia, which typically sells out in advance. She says they also have coloring with cats and family movie night with cats at the Tiny Lions Cat Cafe and Adoption Center. The center has about 150 volunteers, including Katie Parzik, who was working the front desk with two cats sleeping nearby the day I visited.
I love cats. I've been an animal lover my whole life, and I'm not in the position to have one of my own right now. So here I can help cats who are looking for homes and also get my kitty fix.
Mahin Munir from Ann Arbor was visiting the Tiny Lions Cat Cafe for the first time, looking for some snuggles.
Most definitely is relaxing. Nothing like friendly cats coming up to you and calm, nice music to have a relaxing afternoon.
He's thinking about adopting a cat and was there to do some bonding and see what might be available.
We have had a couple of cats come up to us and jump on us, so way more friendlier than I would have expected. And I'm loving it.
Victoria Peruski is a student at the University of Michigan studying neuroscience. She already has two kittens at home, but visits Ann Arbor's Cat Cafe to reduce stress.
I try spreading it out between exam times. It does relax me. I love cats, and, you know, they're always so sweet here. I haven't ever had a really angry cat or anything terrible here. And it's just, it's really nice. Even if you have your own cats at home, it's nice to know that you're helping, you know, a cat in need.
Manager Haley Hanville says this is one of the goals of the Ann Arbor Cat Cafe, doing what they can to help visitors enjoy the calming presence of cats.
We want it to be a nice, relaxing place that people can go. I actually had a volunteer once who said she volunteered, and then she went to a doctor's appointment, and he actually told her, like, your blood pressure is really low. And she was like, I was just at the cat cafe, so maybe that's why.
Whether it's for relaxation or looking for a pet, Ann Arbor's Tiny Lions Cat Cafe and Adoption Center welcomes visitors 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, and charges $4 for a half-hour visit and $7 for a full hour, with the money going towards care and feeding of the rescued cats. Cats hoping to find a new home rather than remain hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.